Good morning. I'm Doug here on a snowy Thursday. We have in-studio guests. They brave the weather. They're in from the Sage School. I have Annika Lyon, a student. She's an 11th grader. I have Chris McAvoy, and I have Harry Weeks. They are founders of the school. Hello, all. Sage School is getting ready for a big event coming up tonight. Tell us about it.
So tonight we have an open house for prospective parents and students of 6th through 12th graders. So anybody who's interested in finding out a little bit more about the Sage School, we start at 6 o'clock and run till about 7:30 or so.
So how would you describe the school and its education? How is it different?
Well, really, the focus is on adolescence as a developmental period. So, you know, 6th through 12th graders. And in education, a lot of things are the same. We have math class, we have Spanish class, but it's really how we do that, how we interact with our students, the relationships, the curriculum, those types of things.
I think another big part is a big focus of our school is to focus on experiential, hands-on education. So the kids will, I mean, we start really with where they are. So they come in as the sixth grader, and we try and design curriculum that really makes sense for what's going on as sixth graders. And it looks very different from what's going on when you're a junior. And then that whole process of, you know, we don't tend to start with a textbook and end with a test. We tend to start with sort of big questions about, you know, who are you? What's your history? What does it mean to be an American? We start with these huge questions, and then we end with a big project that is hands-on that the kids really get to dive into, connect to the local community, and really build something that they can look back on that has meaning to them and hopefully to the larger community.
I notice you use certain words like honoring adolescence, human ecology, field studies that are different. Do these words really matter?
Yes, and, you know, from the fact that the language you use frames how you think about things. But for instance, honoring adolescents, we really mean that. We want an education that honors where adolescents are, their journey into adulthood, and we want to use a word like honor to hold us to that standard, that we really appreciate this as a critical window in their lives.
And then human ecology is sort of a central organizing principle. When you look around, there seems like there's lots of problems the world faces right now. And, you know, it's our belief that we have these students who are basically looking for constructing meaning, looking for doing something significant in the world during this adolescent phase. And I think we can unite those two problems and create some solutions. So the lens with which we take a typical problem is really to tie the sciences and the history together to give these kids sort of a big systemic view of how things work and how they can engage the world and become better citizens.
Now we have Annika here, and she's a student. So tell me, why did you choose Sage?
I chose Sage because I was looking to experience my education, like Chris and Harry said. I was looking for something where I could learn to create myself and learn to create somebody that I wanted to be.
So what is your favorite thing about the school?
That's a hard question. It's probably the community. I'm really close with a lot of my teachers. I'm really close with a lot of my students. Even in sixth grade, I know kids there. And I think that builds a safe space where you can truly learn and you're not afraid to make mistakes. If you are a student who is curious to learn more about what you want to learn about, and you want freedom to kind of change assignments to better your understanding or your interests, then you should check out Sage, because it's a place where you have a lot of freedom to choose how you want to learn and also what you want to learn.
I think the big push for us is what we're looking to do is build relationships with parents and help them sort of help their kids figure out who they are and how they're going to face the future.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, and I would say it's reconnecting to something that's been ancient, is how do we help our children grow into full independence and ultimately leave us as parents, which is really difficult, but to be a part of that conversation of creating this next wave of citizens.
Well, I hear nothing but good things about the school, and tonight the open house, it begins at 6 o'clock for prospective parents and students. The event will be held at 1451 Aviation Drive in Haley. You can go to their website, thesageschool.org. All right, well, Annika Lyon, she's an 11th grader, one more year, and she's coming for you, world. And then Chris McAvoy and Harry Weeks, the Sage School, the open house tonight. Don't miss it. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.